Joni clutches her stomach and hurries towards the cloister's residence. She tries to swallow the bitter, bright lava climbing up her throat, but she's not going to make it in time. Flickers of color perforate her desperation. Grass. Petals. Stones. The smell of moonflowers and compost. Above her, a cloud that looks like a centaur stretches across the sky. She races past the wrought iron gazebo with its fragrant ivy blooms trailing up the sides. Her smart sneakers crunch over the fine cream gravel of the chipstone path, spraying the small pebbles behind her. No doubt the groundswoman will mutter about it later, but Joni doesn't have time to care. Her shoes register her sudden speed and poor traction and ping a warning to her ear buttons, which she ignores. A nut-brown rabbit with shining eyes and nervous whiskers hops across her path, and Joni almost stumbles. She knows she shouldn't be running. Too much chance of falling, especially given her curse of eternal clumsiness. Running is not allowed here. Falling is especially not allowed. An unexpected flash of pink at the bottom of a bush catches her eye, but she can't stop to look. With her eyes off the path in front of her for that split second, she trips, and her whole body pitches forward. No, 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 no! Her body reels in slow motion. Instinct forces her hands out in front of her, and her ivory dress and palms are shredded by the tiny stones as she skids forward on them, saving the rest of her body from the impact. The sound of the sliding gravel and her shocked breathing is loud in her ears. When she comes to a stop, she stands, places her bleeding hands on her stomach, and gives in to the terrible lurch of the lucky sickness. Her stomach flips and skunky saliva gushes into her mouth. It's too late. She knows by now that when the spit streams like this, a warm, sour pool in her mouth, there's no point in running any further. The best thing to do is to stop and grab a paper vom bag, which she has, of course, forgotten to bring. Failing that, a bucket or a bin would do. Once, even Mother Blake's favorite yellow coffee mug, the memory of which still shames her, even though she had scrubbed it clean afterwards with bleach and a silver sponge until her hands were raw. She still blushes madly when she sees Blake drink from the thing. Thinks she should steal it and smash it instead of being tormented by it every day. Ridiculous. A smile almost reaches her lips. Haunted by a coffee mug.